It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, man, we are covering down on the issues. That's right. Solid, conservative, and like that dude said a moment ago, just plain right. Well, it is Friday afternoon. It is Friday afternoon, 2:06 p.m. But let me just step off into that by starting off by saying, isn't technology amazing? I mean, there's more computer power right now in one smartphone or an iPad right now than we had in the lunar module that put a man on the moon. I mean, it's amazing what we take for granted that impacts our day-to-day. I mean, don't know an answer? Ask Siri. Don't know a location? Google Maps. Hear of a news story? Check it online. All of that, and oh, by the way, it is a phone, too. There's an app for everything. They've even got apps to help manage your apps. And what's also amazing, though, is that there's still parts of this great world that don't even have electricity or running water. But technology is so wild. I'll never forget one particular day in Afghanistan. We ranged all over the northeastern part of the country in old Toyota trucks and Land Rovers, wearing civilian clothes and growing beards and all that. But we carried with us the technology of the Western world that sometimes blew the minds of the locals that we worked with. I mean, truly, there were days when it was like the Jetsons meets the Flintstones. So this one day, we were ranging out towards an area called Telecon, and I was riding in one of our old civilian vehicles, and one of my interpreters was in the back seat. I had just made comms on my satellite phone. I pulled out my handheld GPS to check our location. It was just a civilian off-the-shelf Garmin GPS, so much easier to use than the clunky military devices that we had, far quicker, easier, and really probably more accurate. So I pulled the map, and I pulled out the map, and I fired at the GPS and verified my 10-digit grid location, and I called back to report our checkpoint. And then one of my interpreters, a guy named Weiss, he leaned forward, and he pointed to my GPS, and he says, "Excuse me, Commander Phil, but what does the little box tell you?" Well, that led to a conundrum. I mean, how do you explain GPS technology and the geosynchronous orbit of satellites triangulating my spot on the ground to within a 20-meter deviation? I mean, Weiss had no frame of reference. But Weiss trusted me. So I just broke it down to basic terms and told him that it, you know, gets a signal from space and tells me exactly where we are at all times. Well, he was impressed, to say the least. He didn't get it, but he got it. You know what I mean? But I also made sure that I did not in any way belittle him for not knowing. I didn't even kid him for not having seen a GPS before or laud over him that I knew about matters which he had no personal frame of reference for. I also could have made up some cockamamie story. You know, created a whole interwoven set of lies and practical jokes and tried to string him along. I could have also even salted the truth with some fiction to make something look one way when it was really more of another, like the old true lies option, you know. But why? Why would I do that? It was easy for him to see the results of the little box in my hand. He knew the what, he just didn't know the why. He asked me a few more questions and I could see him processing the information, but, you know, enough said, he was in. And within just a few years of that particular moment, it became commonplace for Afghans to even have their own mobile phones in their pocket. But have you noticed a trend in these days, liberals allowing no patience, no questioning, no alternate opinions? If someone believes differently, they are scorned, mocked, labeled, doxxed, canceled. And the latest trend is to brand people with the label deniers. Ooh. I guarantee you, if you were to Google the phrase climate change denier, you would come up with a rack of articles. How dare anyone question Al Gore when he said the polar ice caps would melt by 2020? Oh, wait, we're in 2022 now. Climate change is an existential threat to the world. You can't be a climate change denier. Well, here's the other one that's become the more liberal mantra of late. Election denier. Oh, no, not that. You dare to question the concept that the 2020 election was pure and unadulterated? Election denier. He believes the big lie. Well, I got news. The actual big lie is that the election was pure, so get over it. In some places, the states corrupted the process outside the bounds of the law. In other places, there was widespread activity that appeared to indicate coordinated ballot harvesting and ballot box stuffing. And in some cases, the technology used to sort and count the ballots was called into question. Now, I don't know every nuanced detail of all the various issues that arose, but I can tell you this. The 2020 election was a muddled mess, and the technology of voting is in need of repair in some places. You see, I have a friend who just had his truck stolen. Go with me here a minute. He just had his truck stolen. right here in town. It was a special limited edition customized truck, and it was on a special registry. So the thieves hunted it down, I'm pretty sure. The thieves knew what they were doing. They came to his house in the dark of night, probably having cased the house first. They literally remotely disarmed his home security system. They took down his Wi-Fi for 8 hours so it could not reboot. Then they got into the truck, overrode the electronic ignition, disabled the electronic tracker device, and drove away. I mean, police got one traffic camera photo of it when it drove south through Birmingham, after which all tracing had stopped cold. So listen, don't tell me that technology is foolproof or unhackable, and that includes voting machines. So let's be clear. If you believe the 2020 elections were a flawless endeavor and that the integrity of elections in general is not worthy of any candidate's time, then I would suggest you may have a right to your own opinion, but you do not own all the facts. Virtually half the nation has concerns about election integrity. We want it to be right. If our chosen candidate does not win, but the outcome was not at all based in fraud, error, or recklessness, then we're all okay with that. That's life. What is not okay is being branded with some kind of liberal version of the scarlet letter, election denier, simply because we clearly saw irregularities, clearly heard people crow about their shady actions, clearly saw vote tallies change after poll watchers were asked to leave the room, and clearly know that in some locales, the actual vote counting technology was vulnerable at the very least, if not actually corrupted. The bottom line is this. As surely as my interpreter Weiss could see the results of what the little box in my hand could do that day in Afghanistan, the world can also see the facts of the election of 2020. The outcome did not match the facts. We have questions, some of which may never fully be answered, but we can see what we can see. Does that make me an election denier? Maybe so. And maybe it will remain a badge of honor, to be honest with you. So yeah, 2020, it generated a whole bunch of true lies. But the little box is what it is. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I hope that one made sense. The end result is this, y'all. We are allowed to question. You can brand us with your silly names like election denier. You know what? Most of us embrace that. It's like calling us a basket full of deplorables. How did that come out? We wore t-shirts that said it. All said and done, we have a right to ask questions. And those of you that want to brand us like it's some kind of badge of shame, good luck with that. We're here, and we're staying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.